Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome all out to Bible Questions and Answers on this evening. We're just blessed to be on air this evening. I think I already hear Brother Jay Johnson, Brother Williams. Is that right?
Nine.
Amen, amen. And so we're just blessed to be on, and we're blessed to have our administrator, Brother Brown, on as well. So tonight's Bible Questions and Answers, a program that you could is brought to you every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:30. So we're just blessed to be on air. Just thank you to our listening audience for seeing fit to call in, where if you have a Bible question, then we can provide you a Bible answer. And as I always like to say, we're not going to entertain you or give you our opinions of what we think, because when it comes to the Word of God, what we think and opinions don't matter. The only thing that matters is what thus saith the Lord. Let us pause for a word of
God.
Oh God, we just thank you for this opportunity to bring your word across these airways. Lord, we give you thanks and all the praise of glory and honor for being so good. Lord, we thank you for Jesus and the church that he established. Lord, we pray that men everywhere may be saved. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're just so thankful to God tonight for another opportunity to stand before his people and to preach his word. Now, when it comes to the word of God, we must remember that the word of God is truth. As a matter of fact, Jesus prayed to God in his prayer. He says, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. And so one of the things that I'd like to bring to everyone's attention this evening is that truth is absolute. There is truth. Everything that goes against the truth, everything that is inconsistent with truth, is considered a lie. And so we live in a world today where it seems that lies are more popular than truth. But although lies are more popular than truth, that does not mean we stop preaching what is truth. Paul tells Timothy to preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and instruction, or all longsuffering and doctrine. He even mentioned that the time will come where people will not want to hear sound doctrine. And so we live in times today where people don't want to hear truth. People would rather trade a teacher of truth for a teacher of lie. People would rather hear someone tell them what they want to hear as opposed to what they need to know. But as true gospel preachers, as true men of God, it's not up for us to tell people what people want to hear, but we must stick with the word of God and tell people what people need to know in order to be saved. And God gives us that message in his word. And if any preacher is not preaching the true word of God, unadulterated, unmodified, then that preacher is truly not a man of God. So therefore, it's incumbent upon every preacher to stick with the truth, to stick with the Bible as it is written, to not change the Bible to fit opinions, to not change the Bible and substitute it with what we want it to say, but to move out of the way all of our previous held notions, all of our specific paradigms, and just approach the word in simplicity, with sincerity and humility, and just interpret the word the way that it's meant to be interpreted. And allow the word to interpret the word for itself. But unfortunately, you have men today who would rather teach anything else besides the word of God. They'll mount pulpits and teach creeds and other teachings and teach people what they learn out of a textbook or what they learned yesterday at seminary. Church, we got to stick with the word of God. And that's one thing that I strive in my ministry to do. If it's written in the word of God, then that is what I would preach. If it's not written in the word of God, then I won't preach it.
Amen.
You got to stick with the word of God, because the word of God is truth. I know today men say that truth is relative, or more relativism. Oh. In other words, what you believe to be true, then that is what truth is to you. But that's not scriptural. That's not the way of God. God did not leave us without a specific standard. The Bible does not teach moral relativism. So therefore, there is one truth. And men must accept that truth. And if men refuses to accept truth, if man rejects truth, he only does it to his own detriment. Because when man rejects truth, he could go and accept anything else. But guess what? Truth is still going to be truth. So that's why it's up to the man of God to stick with the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we'll turn it over to L.C. Parker Jr. I think I heard his voice as well.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. Okay, good. Good evening. And we're just hope, trusting, and pray that the word of God will become more positive and powerful now. Paul told us in 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Preach it when they lack it in season, out of season when they don't lack it. And that's what we've got to do right now. Because right now, if we look at our nation now, the word of God is not as provocatively powerful as it should be. Amen? You look at the television, movement, the radios, and you hear all these men telling some anything and everything. And then they show those big churches that got all kind of mechanical instrument music, and the man is up in there just got people coming and believing in nothing but untruth. Amen?
Yeah.
And we've got to keep preaching the word. Paul told us, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be ready. Preach it in season, out of season. Keep reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come. And we're at it now. And I've been saying this pretty regularly lately. We're in that midst of it. And now in even some of the churches of Christ, Lord have mercy. The members, some of my elders leading them, and some are just the brethren leaving. And they're getting somebody to keep the church going in the way they want it to go. Not like God said. Paul told us in 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. And the time is here now that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, hire men that's going to tell them and make them feel good. And a lot, you know what a lot of that is? Preachers preach very provocatively hard to get members to give right. You know, years ago, I remember when I was growing up in the Church of Christ, you know, it was tough to even pay ministers for coming. Amen? And then, and then a lot of them didn't have parsons. A lot of the preachers were working in, coming, working jobs and preaching in the churches and everything. You know, we have got to keep preaching the word. Amen? Because God changes people. Amen? When you preach the word, I can never look for it. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them for, you know, and everything for the time, Paul said, will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And we're in that age right now, very deeply in it. Amen? Mm. And some of the preachers that are coming out of the colleges and everything, they're coming in because they got a degree from the people of a Christian college. And that gives them the right to make more money than just a man who was raised up in a church preaching. Many of you listening now, you know that. Many of us start preaching when we were children. Amen? My first lesson I ever preached was when I was 8 years old. Amen? Now, I went and studied online and stuff and went to some colleges and things like that and all that. I got degrees in other things other than Bible. Amen? But the thing is that the gift of God is given unto you when you start preaching. Amen. I remember some of the old-time preachers back in the days, they just started preaching and studying the word of God and preaching it. Amen. And were very powerful preachers. Amen. But sometimes education messes up a whole lot of people. Some of these guys go to Christian college and their idea is to come out and make the money. Amen. How do you think churches of Christ got all over America and other places of the world? Men sacrifice themselves to do it. Go in and start it. Amen. A lot of work jobs and everything else and went in and started churches. Amen. I remember in places where they had the parsonages, many a preacher had his furniture and family kicked out of the church and furniture put on the road. Amen? I remember many of the preachers that did that. Even at my congregation, I was raised up in. I know one preacher, they put his furniture and everything out and kicked him out of the parsonage. But he was blessed to get some people out of Houston and places to kind of help him and keep him going. But see, God said, preach the word. He said, preach it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Because the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. We have a lot of educated young preachers nowadays. Amen. But they do not preach necessarily as the Bible says. Preach the word. He said, it's an in season, out of season. The word of God in a lot of churches of Christ is out of season. The straight up word of God. Amen. And you can go to some churches and say, now, what, you know, what is this all about? Amen. I've been in churches sometimes, I say, what is this all about? You got to preach that word. Amen. And you know what the word does? Now, it converts people, but it also makes you a stronger preacher. Because back in the day, when I was growing up in the church, I know a lot of preachers that were beaten in the congregations, at church, beat, snatched out of pulpit and beat everything, and fired and kicked out of the parsonages and everything else, put their furniture on the streets. Amen. That was going on during those days. Those ministers built some stuff for us even today, even better. Amen. And people, we just got to keep preaching it, though. 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, preach the word. Whether it's in season or out of season, keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in the age now, the time has come to men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen? You just get up in the pulpit and you go to college or somewhere and learn some words and just say the big words and then try to drop them down and explain them to the people and everything, but stay away from say, what in hell do you want? If you're not faithful coming to church, if you're not giving in the church, if you're not living right in the church, you going to clubs Saturday night and come out the hotel, motel, out of the inn from committing fornication or adultery up in there and then come sit up in there and then you want to pray and sing, work the tables for, you know, the statement. It has gotten totally pathetic. We got to get back to preaching that gospel. A lot of the guys that's preaching now, and I've seen it as a child up, and even to now, is that they're going to get degrees and everything, and they don't want to preach that sound doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
They don't want to do that. Either they came out of the college, they got to teach them a lot of big words that meant what it meant in the Bible and define them and give them and give the history of this, the history of that, everything. What about the word of God? Preach the word is what we were commanded to do. Amen? When you preach the doctrine of Christ and what you must do in order to be saved, you're preaching the gospel. Amen? And not people don't want to hear the word of hell from the pulpit. Amen? Where do you think you're going if you don't obey the word of God? They but one or two places you can go, heaven or hell. Now, if you're a Catholic, they'll tell you you can go halfway between heaven and hell, but that's not in the Bible either. But people like to be told stuff that make them feel good, amen, and think that they're doing right, amen. We got to convert. See, the word of God converts people. It changes them. You know, you can even baptize people. You can baptize them many times, but then they still got to be converted. Amen? They still must be. Amen. They got to keep hearing that sound, powerful doctrine. And if they start walking in the footsteps of Jesus, they see how blessed they have become. That's why we got to preach the word. But you got too many guys that are preaching now. They're not even provocatively preaching the word of God. Many of them are in it for the money. You know, the churches are kept picking up more money than I've seen in years, and you and I, we know what it used to be years ago. Amen? Preachers had and they had parsonages for them, and they had to do as they were told to do, or they'd be kicked out on the street somewhere. I've known several churches that put the preacher's furniture and everything out on the road and locked the building, their parsonage down. and they have to have other churches. It's a blessing. You know, there are some churches that still believe and always have believed in the Word of God, and they help those preachers put that stuff, I don't know, their furniture and everything out of the parsonage and throw them on the road and run by them at the church. Amen. And the other churches that are in other areas to pick them up and help them and everything, put them in motels or something, hotel or whatever, and then just help them till they can get back on their feet. Now, we got to understand that. And, you know, people just, us ministers got to keep preaching that sound doctrine, amen. That's right. No matter what is going on, preach it. And then, here's a good sermon. I still preach this one. What in hell do you want? Amen? Mm-hmm. I was told I couldn't come back and preach that sermon no more at a couple of churches. Amen? Mm-hmm. But look, what is it in hell that people want? What is it? Mm-hmm. They want a nightclub in hell? Huh? They want some prostitutes and whores in hell? Yeah, huh? Amen. I think the only thing in hell is going to happen is you're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally in hell. Amen. Ain't no crack down in hell, no marijuana in hell, no prostitution in hell. Amen. No drinking, no alcohol, no clubbing, none of that good music that you used to hear when you was on planet Earth. Amen. Down there, you know, boom, banging and carrying on, cutting up and everything. Hey, that's not going to be. It is weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally in hell.
Amen.
Amen. But you still look around and you just see the majority of the people on planet Earth that come around and everything. You know their destination is hell. And they're happy with it.
Wow.
Amen. Just talking to a young man today. Amen. And he was talking. I hit him. I said, look here. are you still on that dope? I kind of don't do as bad as I used to. Well, get off of it, man. Why are you walking the street now homeless? Amen.
Yeah.
You haven't learned anything yet? Amen. A lot of them, and you can see it out there. The Word of God is most important to people. Amen. And with that conversation today, it just kind of just shook me up a little bit because I've been preaching and teaching all these times, and this young man today is still out there, homeless, on the drugs, walking the streets. I don't know what all else he might be doing, but that's what he's doing. Amen. And we need to know the gospel is important to change people, help change them. I invited him to church for Sunday. Amen. So we've got to understand. We were commanded to preach the word. 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. You know, the word of God is out of season in these days. Amen. You look at the television, you see some of them preachers in them churches, they're telling them what they want to hear, making them feel good. Got that good music going on up in there and everything else up in there and passing that plea. That's all you're looking for, the money. Amen? And we were commanded, 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, with all long-suffering and doctrine. We are in the age, what he said, for the time will come, and is here right now in this nation. Amen? People don't want to hear sound doctrine. They go to church to feel good. And the good music up in there. It's a Sunday morning nightclub. Because the preacher up there can't say too much about the Bible. He just make them feel good. And then tell them to give good. Amen. Because he ain't for the money anyway. He can care less about the word of God. It's big time money now. And those worldly like churches. Amen. And we've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. You might not go to a church that's going to pay you so righteously and everything like that. No, no, no. Well, you just keep working and preaching, amen? And you can convert a whole lot of people, amen? I remember the first time I started preaching the sermon, what in hell do you want? I got put out of two churches at that time. Amen? Amen? But why are you going to the Church of Christ? Only one church in the Bible. If you're not going to that one church and living right in that one church, what is it in hell do you want? Because you're going to hell. Amen. And we, a lot of people think, well, I'm in the only church that's in the Bible and everything. But you're living like an alien in there. You're living wrongly, doing wickedness and carrying on. You've got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus in order to be saved in the right church. Amen. And we've got to keep teaching that and preaching that. 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, do what? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. You know, we can see it in our nation right now. They are not enduring it. They like to get to hire these young guys, especially if they're going to college, Christian college or something, come out and they want to hear a lot of more history talking in there and everything else, but they don't want to hear nothing about hell. Amen? And you'll be questioned sometimes, just like I've been questioned. I throw this over and over and over again. They come to me after I preach at the back door shaking hands, but why are you always talking about hell? Well, why are you here? Amen? The only place you can be saved from not going to hell is become a member of the one church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. And everybody in the Church of Christ is not going to heaven, but nobody on the outside of no other church. Amen? I don't care how big it is across the world. It could be Catholic, it could be Baptist, anything else. But you can't be saved in those churches because there's only one church in the Bible. Christ shed his blood for that church. That's why you must hear the word, Acts 15:7, believe it. Hebrews 11:6, repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13:3, confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew 10:32, and then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission and cleansing of all your past sins because of Jesus. Acts 2:37-38. And once you rise up out of the water after you've been baptized, all of your past sins are washed away. And then you're a member of the only church on planet Earth, the Church of Christ. And the instructions are in the Bible, what you must do. Okay, we're not singing and all that kind of foolishness and acting crazy and carrying on, doing whatever you want to sin you want to do. You got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen? And so we've got to know that and keep preaching that and teaching that because we're kind of thinking in America today. Amen? And we got to do it. And then some places you go, churches of Christ. Some of them like that good money coming in there now. Amen. And some of us that preach sound doctrine. Amen. I've been to several churches preaching sound doctrine and preaching about hell sometimes. What in hell do you want? Amen. The leaders call me to and talk to me. Well, you don't need to preach that. You don't need to preach that. Collection was good and everything was doing it. And see, they're looking at the money. No.
Yeah.
You can pick up big money with converted people, and you can keep preaching the doctrine. But you get people coming in, and you want them to do right and everything. They think that the preacher should soften up their sermons. They soften them up, you know, because some of the people come in, well, you keep hearing about that preacher, I'm going to quit giving, all that kind of stuff. Look, conversion is what we must preach in the Church of Christ, amen? Preach. How you think you got all the big churches and the members so big? Those older preachers sacrificed a whole lot. A lot of them were kicked out of the house that the church owned and put out on the street, their furniture, everything else, kicked out. But they did that, and they helped us to build up the Church of Christ. Don't worry about the Church of Christ. It's going to be here. That's why we must preach the word of God. We were commanded to do that. 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, Paul said, that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves having teachers, having itching ears. And a lot of the guys that go to college and go some kind of way and get some kind of little degree in Bible and everything, they think that they got their degree just to do as they are told to do it, make the people feel good, just teach the doctrine. We got to get back to what the Bible said. preach. 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men don't want to endure or hear the word of God. Powerful. Amen. See, a lot of churches got converted under the old preachers that used to do it, and they died or were kicked out one. And the collection, everything like that coming up there, that, you know, people look at that money. Amen. Even in some of our churches right now, it's all about how much money they're giving, how many people are coming. Amen. The Bible told us to preach the word. Now, that's a wonderful thing if you got a whole full of church people that are converted. Amen. You can keep preaching. Amen. I preach at churches where the leadership called me in a meeting afterwards and told me, well, you don't have to get up there and preach on hell like that. What are you doing here in the Church of Christ? Your whole goal is to stay out of hell, to be a member of the only church in the Bible and follow the basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. So they're going to try to tell you what to preach. If you are a preacher, a true preacher of the Church of Christ, preach that word of God. Amen. And hell is not a cuss word. It's not a cuss word. It's where you go if you don't live right and do right. You die and go to hell and burn eternally, everlastingly in hell. But everybody wants to go to heaven. Well, heaven is supposed to be everlasting too. Amen. Eternally. If you live right and do right. But that's why he told us, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, and exhort them, for the time will come, Paul said, that they will not endure sound doctrine, but of their own desires. Keep to themselves, teachers have an itch in ears. We're in that age right now. And if you will preach in the Church of Christ, you better preach the gospel or go sit your rump somewhere on the stump. Get out of that pulpit. Amen. I remember the older preachers that got us to where we are now. Amen. The older preachers, they used to beat them. Amen. Right in our county. I remember they took one preacher out and beat him while he was preaching that Sunday all over the church building. Amen. Many of them were done like that. They're back in the day. Just ask some of the older people if they're still living. Ask them about what was happening to preachers of the Church of Christ. Amen. They were being beat, kicked out of the parsonages and everything else. Amen. And they helped to do that. That's how we got where we are now. Amen. Keep preaching the word. Amen. God will take care of you. Don't worry about it. Just keep preaching it. Because that's what it is. And it's going to help a lot of people get converted and baptized too. We need to know that. And that's what we've been commanded to do. And we thank for the radio program as well. Amen. Give us a chance to tell the truth to everybody that's listening. It's an international program, and some people may be listening, and they may go to a Church of Christ in their area. Amen. And obey the gospel of Christ. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. A lot of people go in, they think that all it is to achieve is to go and get your high school education, go get your college education, and get your good job and everything. You have achieved life. Have you achieved heaven? You got to be a member of the 1-2 church, regardless of what kind of degree, how much money you have, or nothing. You've got to be able to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and that's correctly. Only one church. Satan sure got it going on for himself, doesn't he? I don't know how many different churches there is now. You remember the number, but now anybody want to start a church, just get up under the tree in a hut somewhere and put a name up there and then go get the license from the state, and that's their church. That's going on all over America. We need to understand that the Bible, which is the basic instruction before leaving the earth, only one Bible. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Nobody is going to destroy the word of God on here. That's why we're here, to preach the word of God. Amen? And let folk be they're going to church that was started by men, and they're going to give you what you want to keep you giving that money and coming and getting others to come to feel good. Amen? And many of them are nothing but Sunday morning nightclubs, amen, going to all that music and all that kind of foolishness going on, women jumping up, screaming and falling out of in the floors and everything, and the doorkeepers have to get up and pick them up. It's pathetic, making it feel good. All. And we have to keep preaching the word. No mechanical instruments of music. Ephesians 5:19, told us speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your mind or your heart unto the Lord. Amen. Not all this Sunday morning nightclub foolishness, all these guitars and pianos and organs and drums and everything up in there. It's pathetic. It is a Sunday morning nightclub, and that's why a lot of people like to go. Amen. Because they can go there and I used to have to preach on Sundays because when that marijuana was so big time and everything was going on and alcohol was drinking, a lot of the members came to the back door to shake hands. And that's one thing, preachers keep standing at the back door after church is over, shaking hands and, you know, for fellowship service. But then you learn some other stuff. You learn who, you come by and shake your hand and laugh and say, you know, all that alcohol coming off their breath and marijuana coming out of their mouths and stuff like that. We need to know that we got to preach the doctrine now. Paul said, preach it, 2 Timothy 4, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, seek to themselves, teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. If you can go in there and make them feel good, 9 minute churches of Christ, it ain't about the doctrine. It's about making them feel good. Amen? No. He said, preach, 2 Timothy 4, commanded us to preach the word. Preach it whether they like it or they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them. It's all long suffering and doctrine. Because when people are living right, that exhortation is real good to them. It keeps them motivated. See, God's word works the way that God has put it to us to. You preach it, and it will help people do better. Amen. Start enjoying life better. Amen. Knowing the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, the Bible says. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen? You got too many Church of Christ preachers in the pulpit for the money. No, you need to get your rump on a stump somewhere. Get your rump out of that stump. Sit it down somewhere. Amen? No. Get out of the pulpit. No. You're not preaching for the money. You're preaching the word because you have been commanded to do it. And don't worry about it. When you preach the word and you're preaching it doctrinally, some churches may fire you, get rid of you, but you're going to get paid and God going to bless you because God is in charge of his doctrine. And those that preach it, he has told us what to do. Preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Because the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. If you go preach a sound sermon at some church, they don't want you to come back no more. They may even tell you that, you know. Don't worry about it. It's not something for everywhere you go, neither. And God's going to continue to bless you when you preach the gospel. Don't get up there and when people tell you, the elders or the leaders call you and have a meeting with you, why do you have to preach on that? Well, I've had that done to me many times. And that's why I constantly preach that sermon now. What in hell do you want? Well, that you're right. In a lot of trouble with churches. Well, why you got to talk about hell? Well, why are you here? Well, if you're not in this one church living right, you go in the hell with everybody else. Amen. That's what it's about. The church is here to stop men from going to hell. You can live the most blessed life you can ever live in the Church of Christ if you follow the basic instructions thereof. Amen. Just keep remembering that and doing what God said to. Brother Reed, Brother Johnson.
All right.
Okay.
Little bit of time and just saying something to me.
Amen.
I'm looking at two particular subjects. I was looking at James first, then I read that this morning early. And Jane, hello?
You both?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do we have a question? Somebody's talking. Brother Brown?
Tell them press button number one. I didn't hear Brother Brown. Press button number one if you want something to say. If someone trying to ask a
question,
tell them to press button number one on their phone.
Brother Parker?
Yes.
Is our radio guest, our radio broadcast guest, are they able to come on and answer their question?
I don't know if Brother Brown's going to take care of it. I haven't heard his voice or anything. And the other press button number one.
Because we want the question if they got one.
Well, let's see. Oh Lord, I don't know. But Brown, are you here? I don't know if he's on. Well, you. Go ahead on and continue. I'm going to hang up and try to get Brother Brown, okay?
All right.
All right.
I'm reading from Isaiah this evening. Isaiah says something in the Word. He says, now go and write it before them in a tablet and note it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
That they may, be for the time to come, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord, who wishes, they say, to see the seer and not to the prophet, prophesize unto us right things. But speak unto us smooth things,
mm-hmm.
and prophesy deceit. The people today is just like the people back there then. They're always looking for an easy way out.
Yeah.
But the Bible still preaches the same thing.
Amen.
It does not change because what we want to get out of it. We're going to have to learn to humble ourselves before God. And get it right before we leave this planet Earth.
Amen.
People are dying every day of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you can just count it on your fingers now. People not listening to the Word of God.
None.
It still reads the same thing. Sin is sin. Don't forget it because it's not going to change to nothing else. God said what he meant and meant what he said.
Amen.
If we do not obey the word, we're going to be lost for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells me that all that forgot God will return into hell. Job chapter 8 and verse 13 and also in Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17 and also in Psalm 50 and 22.
Amen.
The Bible is not playing with us. When you open the Word of God and look at it from a mirror point of view, you can see God telling you something.
Yeah.
If you don't believe what he say, you're going to be lost. In Mark the 16th chapter and verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Huh?
Nice.
And he that believe it and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned.
Yes.
The word damned meaning going to hell.
Nice.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants to go to hell, you can go. You don't have to tell us you're going. Just go.
Nice.
You see, the word of God is pure. and is holy, and there's no sin in doing God's will. If you don't do his will, you're going to be lost in sin.
Not.
After death, you can't change it.
Mm-mm.
So many people, they standing before the master now, looking at him.
Yeah.
And he looking at them. You wasn't faithful. You didn't obey. You didn't do what I say. But you can't come in my house. Huh?
No.
This house is heaven. You can't come in. See, God don't leave his door unlocked for you to slide in.
Mm-mm.
Huh? He don't leave it unlocked. You got to come to the door.
You can't break in.
And you can't break in.
Amen.
You can't break into heaven. I don't care how you go around it. Heaven is higher than the earth.
Yes.
And we better get right if we want to go to heaven.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks want to go to heaven, but they don't want to do what God says. And the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, it says, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Yes.
See, a lot of folks haven't put him on yet. They still try to figure a way to put him on, but they don't read their Bible. They don't listen to the truth. They listen to anything but the truth.
Amen.
See, the Bible tells us there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, even one church.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. But we even got one God. One Father of us all. But we don't want to hear that. The Bible tells us what it's all about.
Now,
we got so much hypocrisy in the church of Christ. It's in the world, but it's in the church as well, because the church is bringing into the church.
Yeah.
And people are not listening to the word anymore. They care less about what God got to say. They get up, first thing they think about, the job and money. They never said, thank you, God, for waking me up to see another day.
Yeah.
They just die, or later on they die, and then they're crying. Too late. God's word will prevail.
Nice.
And Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand.
Yes.
It's still here today.
None.
It ain't went nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, you better come out of those false religions.
None.
You better get with Christ, because every day the funeral homes are getting the bodies and taking them to the cemetery. And they're not in Christ.
Amen.
It's so sad. The Church of Christ used to be one of the number one churches growing in America. Now it just fell by the wayside.
Mm.
Just leaning to the left.
Yeah.
Started walking to the right.
Amen.
Oh, look at God looking at it. Oh, when God judges, he judges. And I'm going to tell you something. God is fair.
Yes.
He's fair as he can be. He said, now you get in me and I'll save you. But you refuse. We got people going to jail, prisons. Come out. Different. Come out, homosexual. Come out. So I'm preaching.
Yeah.
I'm preaching some kind of doctrine that's not even in the Bible. I'm establishing some kind of building that God never told man to go do. He said, go preach the word.
Yeah.
Be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. It's already here.
Yeah.
And Acts 20 and 28, he says, take heed therefore, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. He said, after my departure, grievous wounds to enter in, sparing not the flock, even men rising up, speaking words to draw disciples after them. It's already happening.
None.
Men are teaching error all the way around. The Apostle Paul said, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, he's expressing in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Giving heed to seducing spirits, forbidding to marriage, to abstain from meat, which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Even they don't even want to marry no more, Brother William.
Amen.
They want to shack up and crack up. All they don't want to do what God say no more. The Bible says marriage, Brother William, it say shack up. The Bible tells me in Hebrews 13:4, the Bible says God will judge whoremongers and adulterers.
Amen.
If you a whoremonger, God gonna get you. If you're an adulterer, God gonna get you. You can't escape the plan. You might as well humble yourself, like James 4:6-10. Humble yourself before God.
Man.
Well, we don't want to do that, Brother William. We want to do it on our own. We're dying people every day. The Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 4:16,
yeah,
that the outward man perishes daily, but the inward man being renewed daily.
Yeah.
Because if you're in Christ, you being renewed. If you're not, you're dying and going to hell. Straight up. You see, people don't want to hear the word H-E-L-L. God just put that in the Bible just for you to look at it and go ahead on.
No.
And Psalms 139:8, he said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. If you make your bed in heaven, I'm there.
Yeah.
Where you going? You're in trouble with God. You're in trouble with me. God is the final judge.
Man.
And when he speaks, he means what he says. Whether we believe it or not, we better get it right before we leave here. Folks being locked up every day. I had just talked to my cousin-in-law. He was telling me about my first cousin. I don't know what he see in jail. I don't know what he see in prison.
Amen.
And my nephew said, Uncle, just stay in jail. Man, I'm 60 years old, still in jail, Brother William. Be 60 years old in November. Still doing wrong. I don't know how can he just stay in a place like that? And I call it the man's cave. Because you can't do what you want to do. In society of America and throughout the world, you do wrong, you pay the penalty and the price.
None.
The first time he went in there, he was 18 years old. Stayed in there 10 years. Then he came out again. He stayed 5 or 6 more years. Come out this time, almost life.
Amen.
It's pitiful.
Amen.
How you won't listen to God. But they can call on him when they get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And God don't answer them then. You don't go at all. So you didn't do what I told you. You should have been listening. Folks are just leaving here, dying every day. And Satan having his own people killing his own people now.
Amen.
He's killing them.
Yes.
A man, they showed him on TV, got caught today. Killed 3 people, 3 ladies, for no reason. Just killed them. Took their life. Didn't spare them. Just killed them. It's a shame before God.
Man.
We can walk around here with a knife and a gun and just kill people now.
Yeah.
And the laws can't do that. And then there was some man shot a police from the death somewhere in another state. The devil is just running now.
Oh, yeah.
And Satan just killing folks by the devil.
Yes.
And folks just feel. And like I say it, and I hold my viewpoint, Trump can't do nothing for America.
All right.
It takes the gospel to do something for America.
Amen.
Tell me I'm wrong, Miss Mike. The gospel, the only thing can save America, not Donald Trump. And we need to put my trust in that man. That man that messed America up worse than what it is now. We can't do nothing right-hearted. The laws are going against one another. People are going against one another.
Yes.
Murderers and whoremongers. Fornicators, huh?
Yes.
Homosexuals all over the world doing all kind of things. And we sit back. Well, the law gonna take care. No, he can't do nothing about it because he's killing them too. So he's going to kill everything. I'm going to kill everything because I want everybody to go to hell. Huh?
Yep.
Man.
Baseball playing with you. You're going to hell with me. Huh? And he ain't playing either. He's doing his job.
Amen.
And then we got some in the church living reckless lives, Brother William.
Yeah.
Living in sin. They try to call it a mistake. It ain't a mistake. It's called sin. The Bible says in Numbers 32 and 23, it said, be sure your sin will find you out. It ain't no lie. Sin will find you out.
Nah.
Just like King David.
Yep.
King David, sin found him out. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, 12, and 13, God exposed it. He said, I put the sins away, but you're not getting away with it.
Nope.
The penalty came. All his family died. You get away with it. Oh, God said, you're not going to get away with it. And let me tell you something. When we keep doing wrong, we're not going to get away with it.
Amen.
The devil trying to pull something over your eye. Just keep reading Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, and 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 18 through 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 through 14. Sin is all over the book, and it's showing it to us, and we still won't listen to it. And Romans, the first chapter, begins at verse 18 through 32. We still won't listen. God says, and there it is, the sin right there.
Yep.
You won't quit doing it. You won't quit sinning. I'm going to send something here so powerful that you ain't going to be able to stop.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You ain't getting away with it. You ain't getting away with sin. The devil is walking like a heavy soldier with his angels behind him. Let's destroy America.
Yeah.
Let's destroy it. We ain't going to stand nobody.
That's right.
We're going to kill him. We're going to kill the saints. If we can. God, see what we're talking about now.
Yep.
We're getting about, see, here was Satan done. I make everything look good. You remember the beer label used to be just plain beer label. They put it in a fancy bottle. They put the alcohol in a fancy bottle and make it look good.
Yep.
They put the women in fancy clothes and make them look good. They put the men in fancy dress-up suits and make them look good. Shave them up right. And have them sending to death. The saints are now, I'm finna kill you. You're getting into Hollywood now. And then after you came and made all the money in the world, then you turn around and die. Going to hell with all the money in the world.
Amen.
And 1 John 2:15-17, God said, don't love the world.
Love it.
He said, don't love the world. Why? Because the love of the Father is not in you.
Not in the world.
You love this world right now, and you fool around and die in this same world, you going to hell.
Man.
The woman was both in some kind of newscast or something. She was born in 1969, and she's 48 years old, would have been 50 next year, and died early. And they go, she died early.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Yeah.
No, God is no respected person.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, you don't know why death lie at.
No.
You don't know why that. You can walk out them hallway right now, brother. You don't know why I fish bullet at.
Nope.
You don't know you can drop babies.
Well, you
don't know. We need to be getting serious with God. Preach the word.
Amen.
That's what's the problem with the world today. We won't preach the word. We're hiring all these young, educated preachers. And they don't even know the book.
Amen.
They don't even know the principles of the book.
Amen.
All they know what somebody, some man said, and still ain't doing it right.
Amen.
They think they get $2,000 or $3,000 a week, and they think they're all in business and straight lying to the people because they don't know the book themselves. And people like to be entertained anyway because they don't want to do what God said.
All right.
God told his apostles to preach it, and the apostles preach it, and that's what we ought to do. To preach the same message. See, people don't want to hear about sin. They want to hear about everything but sin. They want to hear about sin here, but they want to hear about it. But if God will bless you to get this, and God will bless you to get that, that's not what God's talking about. God's talking about spiritual blessing. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The spiritual blessing has got to be in Christ and not on the outside. Well, see, man can turn around, well, I get all the physical blessings, but he can't carry it with him.
Nope.
The spiritual blessings are in heaven.
Amen.
Not on earth. But man got it wrong. He don't know what he's talking about. So he think he get a couple of $1,000 a week, and he think he in Hollywood somewhere.
Yep.
He don't know what he took. You better go back and read it again. God said, told us, and the Apostle Paul wrote it down by the Holy Spirit, preach the word.
Yes.
That's what he said to do. He said, preach the word. Be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and doctrine. You're going to suffer while you preaching the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think you're going to walk around here all happy and think people going to follow for that. When you get to preaching that tight gospel, people get upset because they're in sin. They're dying. They're going to hell anyway. Ain't no halfway to heaven and hell. It's either heaven or hell or nothing at all.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with America today. Everybody, I was listening to how people, oh, the president, now his own cabinet members don't want to work with him now since he went over there and talked to Putin. He went over there and messed it up. He ain't doing right. You can't negotiate with sin, Brother William. I can't tell you one thing and do another thing just because I got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's right. You mess around and get somebody killed like that, running your mouth too much. Sometimes you need to think before you run your mouth. We got folks in the White House, the leadership, running their mouth too much. Get up in the pulpit. God told you to preach the word. He said, get up and run your mouth. Tell the people what I said. And don't worry about what they think.
Amen.
So Jeremiah said, tell them what I said. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning at verse 4 through 19. Jeremiah said, I ain't a bunch of child. I can't talk like that. God said, I said, go preach the word.
Yeah.
He tell us what he couldn't do. You don't tell God what you can't do. There ain't no such thing you can't do. If God's not controlling your heart and your mouth, let God do the speaking, and you keep yourself silent under God's control. God is in control of your mouth, not you. A lot of folks talk too much, Brother William, and don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Let God handle it. Moses said the same thing. God said, who made your mouth?
All right.
Well, we need to learn a lesson from that. Who made your mouth today? God.
Amen.
He gave your mouth to you. He said, now you use it like I tell you to. But now we get all scared or they're going to leave. So what? If they leave, they're going to hell anyway. You leave the truth and you know the truth, but that's this congregation and you leave it, you walking right on into hell.
That's right.
Because you're in a lot of these congregations, they're teaching the word of God. They don't even know it themselves. But if a man is honest and sincere and doing God's will, God's going to bless that man. But you got people, they're so scared now. I ask questions. What's the problem? Why you help me? The Bible's not going to change because what man don't want to do.
Amen.
It's still God's word. Be telling folks, look, if you don't obey God, you're not going to heaven.
That's right.
You're not going. They don't simply be patting you on the shoulder and say, oh, yeah, you're going to. We're lying if you do.
Amen.
And then we got some people just want to preach you into heaven. Oh, he did marvelous things. I don't care how good he was or how good he is. If he has not obeyed God, he's not going nowhere.
Amen. Let alone heaven.
You'll never get there.
Nope.
I don't care what he do, Brother William. He got to humble himself and obey God's will.
Amen.
God said you got to be sure. Man said you ought to be baptized at all now.
Oh,
all you got to do is believe.
Just have faith.
Have faith. You know what? I'm reading, doing some studying on faith. Do you know faith is a lot more than what we think it is?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Faith is patience.
Yes.
Faith is kindness. Faith is love, huh?
Yes.
Faith is in God. Oh, I can go down the line with it. I read out of the book of James. And when I read faith, If we really had faith like we're supposed to, we could move this world. But we don't have that kind of faith no more. Because we're scared.
Yeah.
We're scared to stand up. Well, we're scared to stand up against our leaders of this country.
Yeah.
If we tell Donald Trump, sit down, look here, man, here I go. Guess what?
Nah.
We're him over the Christ, too. He ain't no better than nobody else. You tell him.
Amen.
Look how folks are leaving here. Folks are just going out in the world.
Daily.
Daily. God is no respected person.
Yes.
God,
but I tell you.
Amen.
I'll be reading the Old Testament how God didn't waste no time.
Mm-hmm.
I read over there in Leviticus one time, the 18th chapter. This ties in with Romans, the first chapter, about the homosexuals and things. It ain't nothing new under the sun. God is still punishing that mess. And all it is mess. You were not born like that. We got folks, hey, man, you are born homosexual. You lying.
Amen.
God never authorized that in the Bible.
God didn't create.
Amen.
He created male and female, and we need to stay with the book and keep following the book and leave that garbage in the world.
God's will.
Got folks. But I was born like that. Look at Rosie O'Donnell and all them. He's talking that crazy talk. And then they talk about, we got children. You're lying.
Mm.
Two women cannot get pregnant together.
Amen.
Amen.
Two men cannot get babies together.
Amen.
If he ain't got no female involved, he ain't going to never get no children. You're wasting time.
Amen.
And I don't see how can a woman satisfy another woman. And I don't see how a man can satisfy another man.
Demonic.
Huh?
Devil.
You know, it's pitiful how people live now.
Flesh.
It's so bad. People just live in all kind of ways. Don't have respect for God at all.
Nope.
God says something, or they get mad, Brother William.
Yep.
God saying it, and you get mad. You cuss God out.
Hmm.
You get mad with God. You tell God, I do what I want to do. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
But then when you get on sick bed or death bed, they hear you reason around there crying and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, God, if you give me one, here you go, you're begging now. If you give me one more chance, I'll do better.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're lying. You're not going to do better.
All right.
You're going to do worse. You see, you're trying to fool God, but you're fooling yourself. The worst thing a man could do, Brother Wee, is deceive himself.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing. If you deceive yourself, you're in bad shape, Brother William. I'm here with y'all. Whether you're walking or in a wheelchair. If you sit there and let your mind wander and sin, you're in bad shape.
Amen.
A lot of people think they got to act to see him out and do the sin. You can sit there and think of the sin, and still going to hell on top of it. Huh?
Yes.
God has already told us.
Must be.
So he said that over in Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 27 through 32. See, let me show you the example I'm trying to get you to see. David had already thought of the sin when he saw the woman. He was looking at her with no clothes on, huh?
In his heart.
And guess what? He only lust after, but he fulfilled the act after her. Why didn't he turn his face another way and repent before it happened? No, he went on and did it. And God said, I got you. See, he didn't think about God. Oh, he's talking about laying with some lady.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even married to her yet, huh?
Nope, she was already married.
Oh, she already had a husband. He committed adultery too. They both did the same thing. How come she said, no, David, I'm not coming over there. And you're not coming over here. They kept her door locked. She wanted to do the same thing. See what I mean? A lot of folks try to cover up one side, but it's the whole story. Both of them wanted to do the same thing. You see, don't try to cover up one side and say, well, she wants to do it, but I didn't want to. Yes, she did. You wanted to, too. Why did he get up and leave?
All right.
You see what I mean? That's how we know folks get into sin so quick. It's just like a man goes out of bank, Brother William, and he tells the guy, wait on me out here. And the guy sits there and waits. He wanted to, go to jail with the man. Because if he didn't, he drove all the letters.
Yep.
And he wouldn't have got caught with the man. See, folks think they're smart, but they get caught up, huh?
Yeah.
So I let them get caught up real quick. And now they're getting killed for it. You go rob a bank, they shoot you down. Now they don't care about you. Law will shoot you down, or you shoot the law down. Huh?
Yeah.
Sin
Amen.
And apostasy.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brother, sin is tearing it all up. Folks are going to prison. Folks are spending 20 to 30 years in prison. Come out, you don't know what he is no more.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's homosexual, or you don't know if he's straight man.
Well,
he ain't been around a woman in 30 years. There's something wrong with it.
Mm.
Mm. See, you see, you put yourself in a bag, not while you go get the tricks at. Man don't feel God like he should. Oh, yeah, back in the day, man heard the gospel, they respond quick. Now man hear the word of God and, oh, it's okay. It's all right. Oh, God ain't going to do nothing to me. I'm one of his children. And we try to claim to be God's child. Now, you know, Brother William, we are very ignorant because sinners can't be God's children.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Sinners cannot be God's children. No way. I heard sinners say, I'm a child of God, too. What's God to you? What's God is over you? God lets us know we are saints.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't saint, man. Who are you, some of them? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, when a man obeys the gospel, everything changes in his life, or he ain't never obeyed.
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of folks getting the water, but they haven't changed.
Amen.
They still doing what they were doing at first.
Have made up your mind.
And if you don't make up your mind and you die in that situation, still going to hell.
Amen.
Baptism is not to change fleshly mind. It's to change the heart of the soul in the man's mind. If that don't be changed, brother, he ain't never been changed.
Amen.
He's still in the sand. See, a lot of folks, well, I believe I'm getting baptized. The preacher has said so many years, I can go in on the. I'm telling you something. You're fooling yourself. You deceive yourself. And when you get before God, God, oh, look at you. You can't come in here. Why, Lord? I was baptized, though you wasn't. You pretended all your life.
Amen.
You pretend it was me. You thought you were getting away, but I was with you all the time. You never made a change.
Amen.
See, baptism is a change.
Amen.
When those people got baptized on the day of Pentecost, they made a change.
Amen.
They weren't still sinners. They were saints. They were Christians. That's what you got to be before when you go before God, is a Christian or a saint.
Amen.
If you're not a Christian, then you're a devil. And a lot of folks don't read their Bible. That's the reason why they don't know God, Brother Will. They sit up and read words and think they read the Bible.
Yeah.
They don't know the book.
Yeah.
You can ask for a night or some questions, and they go sit there and look at you like you ain't got no sense.
All right.
Just try to congregation and see what they'll do. You can just ask a simple question, and everybody freeze up. Well, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I won't say nothing. Well, I already know you ain't studying.
Amen.
You are a fan.
Amen.
You don't see a lot of folks read, but they don't know how to read the Bible right. See, you got to let the Bible talk to you, not talk to the Bible.
Okay.
The Bible's already got the information for you. All you got to do is follow the information.
Instruction.
You got to follow the information. It's right there in front of you. Let me give you an example. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He, that's the individual, that's me and you. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. What are you talking about, Lord? If you don't continue on believing, you're going to hell anyway. Because of Larry, you the answer.
Yeah.
He gave it to you plain and simple, and you don't take heed to it.
Man.
So why? Because you believe in the first place. You got in the water to fool somebody. And you fool yourself. And it's straight to hell. Show you another point. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, if you have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. A lot of folks ain't been risen with Christ. You know what they're seeking for? Brother Wick, the earthly stuff.
Earthly possessions.
That's what they're seeking for. That's what Christ told them to seek for. He said, seek those things above. Everything that is spiritual is laying up for you. All you got to do is keep preaching God's word and keep living for the Jesus Christ. And the Bible will bless you as well as God said it would. Because the Bible is God's word. And God's not going to say nothing else to take the place. Jesus or nothing. That's why I try to get people to see. Jesus or nothing. That's what you're going to do now.
All right.
You stiff-necked, uncircumcised people don't want to listen to God. But you're going to beg God, isn't it? You know, somebody that died today. They're begging God now.
Yes.
Are they begging, brother? Oh, God. Back out to tell me. I'll do more than what you tell me.
Whoa.
It's too late. One shot at a Christian life. You can't ask God to send you back in that body.
No. Nope.
That body is true. Whatever you did in it and you didn't clarify it up with God, you ain't going to clarify it up after death.
Amen.
But you better do all that you can while you living in that body.
Yeah.
Don't give up on God. You know, a lot of people give up on God too quick. I noticed something, Brother Parker. They give up on it because if they pray about something. Now, God heard the prayer.
Yeah.
Listen, brethren. God said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, he said he hears the prayer of the righteous, but he turned his face against those that doeth evil. That's a person that practices evil.
Yeah.
He studies doing what God is not going to hear him. But if you run it from evil and study talking to God, God has already answered you. Either yes or no. That's the way it is. He already answered you.
Yeah.
Yes or no.
Amen.
If he did, you don't need it.
Amen.
If he figured you need it, you'll get it. Don't play with God.
Amen.
You're fooling yourself. People
try to learn
what God really trying to show you. God trying to show the inner man, the spiritual side of heaven, and man can't see it because he's too blind. He's too much in sin. That's his
mind.
He's not listening with his heart, Brother William. I can hear you, Brother William, but I ain't listening to what you're saying.
Well,
because it's going out of one ear to another. I'm supposed to listen while it's going up to God. See, when we pray to God, the Bible says we don't know really how to pray, but when we do pray, God takes the prayer up and he looks at it. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 25 through 27. And when he looks at it, he checks it out.
Amen.
Do you need it or do you not need it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, God will give you the decision.
Yeah.
Let me show you an example. If you praying for a car to get you back and forth, or you got to go. When I got my car here in Brookshire before I moved to Wharton, I said, Lord, I need a car to help others as well as for myself and my family. Do you know the next day God blessed me to get that car?
All right.
Because, see, I didn't pray separate prayer. I prayed a prayer that God understood, and God answered the prayer the next day.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? See, God will answer prayer if you ask willingly and not selfishly. See, a lot of folks ask God, well, now, God, if you give me $1 million, I'll put $100,000. You trying to debate with God. That God don't ask prayer like that.
Amen.
When you asking God for something for reality to help you and your family and help others if you can. You got a lot of folks in the church, but learn how to ask God right.
Amen.
Don't be asking God for something in a myth. James said, when you ask, and if you ask in a myth, you ask it in sin. That's what the myth is, M-I-S-T. He's talking about sin there, because your mind ain't right. Your heart ain't right.
Amen.
So you go ask God anyway. Otherwise, you trying to bluff God. Well, God ain't going to give it to him anyway. Now, sir, you ain't getting nothing from me. Why, Lord? You do what I told you.
Amen.
You just do what I said to do. You're not none
Amen.
Of my child. Huh?
Amen.
So when you don't get the answer, some son of guilt in me, well, pray a son of prayer. You will not find that nowhere in the Bible.
Nope. Amen.
That's what I'm going to pray a son of prayer. Joel Osteen got his bad say in that mess. There's nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation it don't just pray a fellow prayer. We got folks doing that, dropping to their knees.
Yeah.
And God, and their prayers don't even get above their head. Why? They're not in Christ. Christ, I hear the prayers of the righteous. And then it says in James chapter 5, verse 16, the righteous prayer prevails much. God hears prayer. But what kind of prayer does God hear? He hears the prayer of the righteous, the saints, not the world's prayer. The world can't pray to God. That's why we fail it. And then we got some doubting Christian.
Yes.
Got some will never get nothing through. They'll call him nasty. Hold on. God is listening. He ain't that far from us, and he hear what we saying. But we we already closed the door on our own selves. Doubting boys. In James chapter 1, begin at verse 5 through 7.
Yeah.
If you got doubt in your heart, don't ask it. Don't even ask it. Just get up from there. Get up off the floor. Get up off your knees because you're wasting time.
Amen.
And don't just get down there begging God. And then if God don't answer when you want him to, you still in trouble. Boy, we got a whole lot of folks that are just right before they leave here.
That's right.
We better repent, America. America needs to repent, Brother Parker, not pick on Donald Trump and his money, because it ain't doing him no good either. He's going to die just like me and you, and going to end up in hell like everybody else.
Amen.
Because he has to tell what God says. See, God wanted to obey his will.
Yes.
He's trying to solve politics problems. He can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Congress can't either.
Nope.
They're arguing, suffering, fighting. Half the time he's fine, chatting members and everything. He can't get his way. He don't know the real reality. Without God, he'll never learn.
Amen.
He has to learn what God tells us what to do.
Yes.
When God speaks, you won't hear it.
Amen.
See, God can speak softly. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 29, beginning at verse 3, God can thunder so loud that you can hear it all the way across the sea somewhere. You can hear God.
Yes.
Because God's just that powerful. God can take you, anybody he wants, and dress him up right. You see, God has took alcoholics off the street and dressed them up, and they're preaching the gospel.
Yes.
He has took drug addicts up off the street, and they're preaching the gospel. See, God don't need no educated fools up in a college and all that. All God says do is go preach the word. That's what
Amen.
He says. You don't need a PhD
Amen.
To preach the word.
That's
just
right.
Tell the folks what the Lord says.
Just the Lord.
We got people go to college here. And go to these seminars and come out and don't even know the book. I got a PhD. Now you know you can hire me. I don't have to hire you. I can preach the word myself.
Amen.
All I do is study the word of God and go about my business.
Yes.
What I need you for? You wasting my time. You get up there, you big high-polluted word, which don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I don't need that. Just tell me the plain truth. Just tell me what I need to do to be saved.
All right.
Amen.
You ain't got to tell me. Well, you got to go all around the world to tell me. Just tell me what I need to do to be saved.
Amen.
I told a woman one time long ago, brother, when I was teaching her, I said, look at ma'am, all you got to do is Jesus' say. Here's the book. Let's see what he's saying.
All right.
He read it. He said, you tell the truth. I said, no, Jesus tells the truth. Give the credit and glory to Jesus.
Yeah.
He was telling you what you need to do.
Amen.
To be saved.
Amen.
He responded. See what I mean? Then let the Bible talk to him.
Yeah.
I said, call God a liar. Now, you tell me God a liar. Oh, he ain't lying. Well, then he said you got to be baptized into Christ. Your preacher said you don't. Who would have right? God is a preacher.
All right.
But God likes it. Well, then you need to do something about it.
Amen.
You're sitting up there. Well, my preacher said, what did God say? And Jeremiah 22 and 29, he says, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Huh? You hear the word of the preacher?
Right.
Preacher takes the faith. Preacher sin.
Amen.
But God never does. Huh?
That's right.
God never
sins.
You'll read nowhere. From Genesis to Revelation, you never read what God ever sinned. God can't even lie, Brother Will.
Amen.
Can't lie. So you know he can't sin.
Hey.
Huh?
Amen.
But the devil can sin all day long.
Always.
And guess what?
Yes.
This is me, Brother Parker. Satan can sin all day long, and everybody rejoice, but God come along with the truth, and everybody gets sad and start crying.
Yes.
That's a pitiful thing.
All right.
The doctor can tell you, you need to stop drinking alcohol. Tell you a couple of months, but don't listen to that. Just
yeah.
keep on drinking. Make you feel good. But it's tearing up your kidney.
Yeah.
Running your blood pressure up.
Yes.
You have a stroke. You
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
Alcohol is the number one killer now, and the drugs right along with it. Huh? But we can all all right. We don't preach on that no more. We used to be preaching on that. Alcohol will kill you. Fornication
yeah.
will kill you. Adulteries will kill you.
That's right.
Murder is a killer. Huh?
Yes.
Go on along with the list.
Amen.
People don't want to hear that no more. They want you to tell them like they will. You come to worship, and we're going to give you what you want. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Isaiah was talking about. We're going to give you what you want. You just pay me a few dollars, and I'll give you what you want. And a few dollars is like up into the thousands and thousands of dollars. By Joel Osteen and T.J. Jakes and I.B. Hilliard, huh? Mary Baker, huh?
Yeah.
Mary Baker, Eddie, and all of them. They get paid big money. And then some of our
yes.
brethren get jealous of it. Oh, man, we ought to be making that kind of money, too.
Amen.
Don't realize that that's a setup, and they don't even see it themselves. They're
Amen.
Blind. Yeah. But God will open your eyes up that day at the judgment. He's going to make sure you see what you did wrong. Because if your name ain't in the book, and I ain't talking about your physical name that you got on earth, I'm talking about that word called capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. If you ain't wearing that name when you get to the judgment seat, don't even call on God, then it's too late.
It's too late. Amen.
Amen.
God's coming back for Christians.
Yes.
He's coming back for the church that he purchased with his own blood.
Yes.
He's out
yes.
of that church going to hell. That's what God's telling us.
Amen.
We got to be in the church that he built. Not what somebody down the street built.
Yeah.
Amen.
The only church in the book. I see.
Yes.
Now, you may not see it at the minute, but I see it every time I read the word of God. The church of Christ. What is the problem with the church of Christ? Know what the problem is? I don't want to follow Christ's ways.
Yeah.
I want to follow the devil's ways. I want to sleep with this woman and drink with this man and smoke the dope and eat the grass. And drink the milk.
Yeah.
That's the kind of lifestyle I want to live. Now, when I'm 75, 80 years old, then God, I'm ready for you.
All right.
Amen.
So God said, I may be calling you at 15.
Amen.
You don't know when I'm going to call you. I may call you at 10. You don't know when I'm going to call you. We don't know what death line that. We need to be getting ready.
Amen.
To go home.
Amen.
You got a lot of folks and ain't getting ready to go home. You're getting ready to go to hell.
I'm
going to tell you what I said. You're getting ready to go to hell if you don't get ready to go home with Jesus.
Amen.
Problem with America today. They don't want to hear the word of Jesus. Jesus says something, everybody freezes up. Everybody gets mad. Everybody gets to cussing and clowning like a fool.
Yes.
I want to church, everybody thinks the Church of Christ is right. And the Church of Christ is this. The Church of Christ is that. The Church of Christ is the only one going to heaven. I've heard people say that too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
We've never said that.
Amen.
We've taught you that everybody on the outside ain't going to heaven, not on the inside.
Amen.
You still got to stand. But the person that's on the outside, he never repents. God said, I don't even know him.
Amen.
Amen.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9, he said, ye that are troubled, rest with him. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will punish with everlasting destruction.
Nine.
God, I'm going to punish you with everlasting destruction. He's going to call an angel up one day. Let's go.
Yeah.
And they coming for you. And you ain't ready. You ain't in Christ. And you in trouble. He's a last enemy. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24 is the devil.
Amen.
And death. That's a last enemy. When God shut it down on them, that's it. And if you're in the way and don't come out of that way, you're going to hell with them.
Amen.
We need to read that Bible more. We need to read that Bible daily.
Yes.
Don't read it when you think you ought to read it. Read it daily, because the devil is not going to give up on you. That's his job, to work on you. So you better work on him with the word of God and keep on praying. Pray until you just can't pray no more. Just keep on serving God till you just don't wore yourself down. Then God said, now I'm going to take you home so you get your rest. Huh? You go up to heaven and you walk along the streets of gold. And you ain't in a wheelchair. You ain't on crutches. You ain't deaf. You ain't blind. You can do all the things that you want to do in heaven and serve God. That's all you want to do is serve God for eternity.
Yeah.
You see, God got blessings in heaven that man can't give you.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in the book of Revelation, God said, I can shut doors my man can't open. And I can open doors that man can't close. God can do it all. All we got to do is say, God help us. And keep on talking to him. Don't talk to him one time. Talk to him all through the day.
He
will hear what you got to say. Don't doubt your prayer. Keep on going. Keep on being faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the biggest problem in America today. We get unfaithful.
In the church?
In the church of Christ. We got more people don't want to come because what you going to say? On Sunday morning, you got a lack of a crowd. Why? Because they don't want to hear the truth. Well, I go somewhere else. Now, I know I ain't going to preach a fine brimstone in hell. Sure is. If you come to Foundation Church of Christ, that's exactly what you're going to get. Fire, brimstone, and hell.
Right.
Amen.
If I don't like it, that's your business. But that's what you're going to get here. Now, all the other churches of Christ ministers ought to be preaching that. But they done got too soft-hearted.
All right.
Yes.
And weak-minded. And scared. God don't need no cowards in his army.
Amen.
He gave you the whole shield of armor.
Armor
of God. You got the armor of God and the word of God, and he's still going to preach it. What's wrong with you? He said you're preaching. He said you pray, and you preach, and you pray, and you do all that you can while you're living in this life. God is justifying you every day. You fool around there and die in sin, you're on your way to hell.
Amen.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Well, I didn't understand. Yes, you did understand what God said. God said that hell. And what part do you understand about hell?
All right.
And what part do you want out of hell?
Amen.
I don't want nothing in hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
If it's in hell, then it's stay in hell.
Yes.
People are so scared now, they turn their back on God and dropping in hell just that fast. Then you got some Brother William leaving the Church of Christ because the preacher won't bat out on the book. He's scared.
Yeah.
Amen.
I ask God to strengthen me when it comes to preaching the word. I said, God, give me all kind of strength that I never had. Help me to preach the word like you told me to, that I can preach it tight. If they don't want to hear it, let them go to hell.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Problem in America. America's messed up. Look at it.
Yes.
It's so messed up. Look at when you, it makes you want to cry sometimes.
Yes.
You see people dying in sin.
Yes.
Going to the graveyard in sin.
Mm.
The bodies are going one way, their soul on another.
All right.
We need to get it right, brethren.
Man.
We need to get with God. I'm sinners in what I faith. We need to get with God and ask God. God, you gave us the book of instruction. What do you want us to really preach? And we know what he wants to preach. Preach that fine brimstone like the old time and preachers did. They
tried
to minister to Christ.
Yes.
In front of the Christ. How did And when God told them what to say, guess what? The church grew at least in bounds.
Amen.
Now the church balance get one soul a year.
Mm.
Why?
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Right.
That's why. Men folk, that women now trying to preach the gospel.
Yes.
That needs to be cut out.
Amen.
Oh, she'll draw a crowd. That ain't what God said to do. He just draw a crowd and just preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
You got folks don't want to hear the truth. You stand before God, you're going to wish you had heard the truth.
All right.
Do you know that hell is the worst place you want to go to?
Hmm.
Amen.
That's the worst place you want to go to.
That's right.
You don't want to go there. So why are you playing with God?
Hmm.
Your life is like a vapor. James chapter 4, beginning at verse 14 through 17.
All right.
Like a white vapor. Appeared for a little while, Brother William, and then you're gone.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't know how long you got. God bless you to get 61 years old. You don't know how many more years you got.
I don't know.
God can say, this is it, Brother William. Time to go. This is it, Brother Johnson. It's time to go.
Yes, sir. Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Amen.
You can say, this is it, Brother Parker. You got to go.
Amen.
But we got to keep preaching until they call them home.
Amen.
Can't give it up.
Faithful enough.
I was sitting outside and I said, you know, God, I know I got to preach this word.
Yeah.
I got to study this book more closely. I got to teach your people what they need to know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If they don't know, we're going to be held accountable.
Amen.
And
amen.
I tell them that they don't respond, then I have done my job and you've done your job. Then you have a right to do what you got to do.
Amen.
But we got
amen.
To teach the truth. Don't be afraid. We are fighting a battle that got to be taken care of.
Got to be won.
Amen.
God's going to win. Say right now, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, God will win.
Already.
God has already won the life and death part. Satan is already going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Satan's already there. He's
amen.
Afraid to die.
Judge.
Be judged. And gone into hell with the rest of them. Satan don't care nothing. I'm going to say this again so you understand. Satan don't care nothing about the Church of Christ no more than he cares about the ones that's in the false religion.
That's right.
Amen.
He don't care. And he will destroy and he will tear up. Stay with God. If you have to give up family members, stay with God.
Amen.
I'm telling you like it is.
Amen.
But if I got a lot of family up north, I can't hang out with them. They're all in either jail, in prison, or in the grave.
All right.
And I can't hang with them. I can't. I talked to some of them today on the phone. Still doing the same thing. Here we have got past our 60. And one in jail right now.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm still a fool.
Mm-hmm.
60, you're almost 60 years old.
Hmm.
And I'm still a fool.
Yeah.
And when I talked to his brother-in-law, he said, oh, he in jail.
Hmm.
That did 10 years one time, did 5 another, done another 6 years. That's 21 years right there.
Yeah, he's back again.
And then
amen.
He got to do some more.
Mm-hmm.
Not listening to anything in God now. Why did I get in trouble? You done it. God didn't do it.
Amen.
You followed your leader. That's crazy.
That's it.
Yes.
God didn't put no man in prison. You don't read that in the Bible.
Nope.
Man went to prison because he listened to a leader.
Yeah.
Yep. He listened to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil said, come on in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock you up.
Mm.
And you ain't going to get out. And then the devil said, I'm going to lock you up in hell and you ain't going to get out. Because God's going to lock that door.
Amen.
And he's going to sleep.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit today, you better try to get it. The right way. Here's how you get it. You have heard the message tonight.
Yes.
Do you believe what you hear? Acts
15,
verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, well, you ready to confess? Acts 3:19.
Yes.
Are you ready to be baptized? Acts 2:38 to 2:47. Acts 8:38. In water. The Bible says the man was baptized in water.
Amen.
W-A-T-E-R.
Amen.
And if he wasn't baptized in the water, then why did the Bible say that? God said it.
Amen.
God said it that time. Two. Got to clean up. Two. Got to put it on. Got to put Christ on. You know what? And you that have been saved and baptized into Christ and living in sin, you better repent before you die.
Amen.
Because if you still live in it, if God catch you out of breath, you're going to hell too.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it is, Brother Will.
Yes.
The righteous and the sinner is on their way to hell if they don't repent. Both of them got to repent. One got to repent and be baptized. One got to repent and get it straight with God.
All right.
Which is it?
Amen.
You better get it right before you leave this planet Earth. Brother William, I give it to you to close us out.
Thank God for our brethren tonight who have declared the encouragement, who have given the charge to obey the word of God. We have a responsibility of the word, and the hero has a responsibility to obey the word. Salvation is available to all. But all must come to repentance before God.
Amen.
Acts chapter 17
Amen.
And verse 10. No repentance, no salvation.
Amen.
No repentance, hell and damnation.
That's it.
That's the only alternative we got, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to this gospel broadcast wherever you are in the world. You need to seek out the fellowship of the saints. Listen to the word of the gospel. Respond to the invitation is extended and walk forward, giving your heart to God, your hand to the teacher, and allow yourself to be baptized according to faith in the gospel.
Amen.
Be baptized in the Christ for the removal of all your sins.
Amen.
Rise from that watery grave by faith to walk in a new and spiritual life. Walk in the spirit, not according to the flesh, not according to the carnal mind, but the spiritual mind, the one that is directed by the written word of God.
Amen.
That's what we require. That's what God requires. That's what we are requesting of you, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any questions about the doctrine of Christ and the doctrine of Christ as we teach, feel free to ask us a question at any time.
Amen.
If God is willing, Thursday, this broadcast will be aired again, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be airing this broadcast worldwide. Those of you who are listening tonight, you're invited to come back. Get a friend to join you. And if you have any questions, ask your question.
Amen.
Let us know so that we can give you God's answer to your spiritual, your Bible question.
Amen.
Amen.
This time, we're going to close out this ministry tonight with a word of prayer and thanksgiving to God. Let us pray. God, our most righteous Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who is the Savior of the church.
Amen.
We bow our hearts and say thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
Enabling us to preach your word.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us to be able to know the truth and to teach others.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for the word that we have as a guide, the Bible, the book of the Lord,
Amen.
The book of instruction to show us the way and teach us how we ought to live, so that we might not live simply in this life, but that we might live in eternal life with you, dear God.
Amen.
Yes,
thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross and gave his human life, his perfect human life, so that we who are imperfect humans might have the right and the opportunity to be saved and to eat from the tree of eternal life.
Amen.
Bless this gospel ministry, this radio broadcast, this radio, that we may reach many lost souls around the world.
Amen.
That men everywhere will hear the truth and many will obey before it be everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night, brethren. God bless us all. See you again.